Congressman Potzer. Ready?
Hello.
Hello. Dick?
Mr. President?
Well, I just wanted you to know that the most disappointed man on your, which I think was statesmanlike move, was me. And it's just a hell of a shame, as Jerry Ford put it very, very well in his statement. But,
President, you don't know how much your call means to me. I had been so anxious from the very beginning that you would feel that I had somehow run out on you.
No. I knew what you did. And as a matter of fact, my own feeling is that we couldn't... I think you're right. I think what they were going to do, it's unfair, it's wrong, and the rest. They're going to try to make you, sort of a whipping boy for this whole thing. And... it would have been bad for the court and all the way around, probably. I think we probably could have won it, but maybe. But on the other hand, they might have delayed for months, which would have been bad.
Mr. President, but, if we had won it, do you agree with me that
it might have been?
It would have been harmful to you, undone much of the good that you have done in connection with the China bid and the economic thing. It would have been a stigma on my name.
Yeah.
It would have been difficult to live with.
But the thing is that I think the latter point is, too, I think at both points you're probably correct. But the thing is, they would have made you look like the worst son of a bitch that ever came down the pike.
Right.
And they'd go, So under the circumstances, let me tell you, we need you in the House anyway. And, Look, you did. I know you did. And as I said, I regretted it because I just, frankly, I just like to fight sometimes. But I think under the circumstances, we've done the right thing. But also under the circumstances, by God, I'm going to get two men on that court. Well, not two, shall we say, two individuals. But let me tell you, they talk about balance and the rest. They're going to be two people like Berger and Blackmun. And I think that's only fair.
Well, God bless you. The majority of the American people will be behind you.
Well, they're going to do it. And I hope you tell all the fellows that we were backing you to the hilt. I called in the Southern, Republican, I'm Democrat, and I told them last Friday, I said, by God, I'm sticking right with you.
Yes, sir. I've gone to pains, Mr. President, to say that it was my decision.
Right.
From all the information I had, the President was prepared to go all the way with me.
Mm-hmm.
That he might even be disappointed that I have done what I have done.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you understand that.
Right. Okay. Well, good to talk to you. We'll see you down at a leadership meeting one of these days.
This means more to me than you.
Right. Well, look, I was in Florida when this happened, or I would have called you earlier, but I was down there, and as you saw my statement,
yeah.
I just thought it was just as well that I told the boys I'd give you a call when I got back.
Well, thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
And keep up your spirit.
Thank
and give
you.
My best to your wife.
Okay.